ruined. Everything around you, ruined and ravaged. You walk among the ruins. Stones fallen and scattered across the ground. A lone pillar standing defiant against time. You run your hands across the ridges, worn down but still distinct. Surrounding you are the echoes of an ancient civilization, immortalized in stone, broken down over the ages by wind and rain and storm. You walk amongst them, marveling at the glory of a fallen world. Closing your eyes, you imagine what it must have been like. A palace. A seat of power. You breathe in and can almost taste the air. Not the dusty, forlorn wind dragging dust that runs through it now, but how it must have been. Breathing out, you go deeper inside yourself, imagining it. The court of the Magi. Almost another race, so different they were from people today. Breathe in and visualize it. The wonders they created with the power they controlled. The soul of it still remains. And you wander, breathing nice and deep. Nice and regular. Eyes closed with your right hand trailing across a broken wall, letting it lead you into a maze that used to be streets, a market. With the air brushing across your skin, you can almost imagine it a touch of fabric from a fine noblewoman, upturning her nose as she passes you by. You can see in your mind's eye the colors, vivid, lovely, surrounding you. The scents of baking bread and traded spices lingering in the air, pressing into your imagination. Truly concentrating now, you can hear the murmuring of voices, the praising of unknown gods, cries of vendors hawking their wares. Immerse yourself in it, breathing in deeply as you feel your body relaxing into this vision. Breathing out as it becomes more and more real to you. You can sense the lingering magic gathered around you. An ancient ley line has been gathering unused magic here for thousands of years. It feels like faint electricity buzzing against your skin, brushing against the tiny hairs on your arms. Feel them lifting slightly. Hands still resting on the broken stone. You let it lead you inwards. Following instinct, following the tingles as they grow stronger and you walk further inwards. Your path seems to be spiraling now, headed downwards. You feel from the slowing of the wind that you are entering some sort of structure. Trusting, your eyes stay closed, keeping magic in as it builds. Still trusting the stone wall against your fingers, you move steadily deeper inside, deeper into this maze. You focus on your breathing again, bringing yourself slowly but surely into a trance-like state. Following this path is meditation, calming your thoughts. Relaxing your body. You breathe in, you relax. You breathe out. You go deeper. You always forget at this point. Forget the part that comes next. Making each subsequent journey a familiar mystery. You've been here before. You'll be here again. You are here now, in the temple. You can sense it. With your eyes open, you could never find it. Simply seeking with a sense of touch and trust is necessary. Giving in, letting go, is the only way. You know you are entering from the way the wind seems to spiral around you. Bouncing off of walls. Dancing particles of dust caressing your skin as if a giant is inspecting you, breathing on you, as you feel a great presence examining. Checking for worth. It's always hard at this moment. Not to look. The temptation is there, but your will is stronger. You have given in to the ritual. Your eyes stay closed. This is important. To open your eyes is to break the spell, allowing you to leave at any time. But you don't want to leave. You want to know, to experience what happens next. You breathe in, you relax. You breathe out, you go deeper. You stop a moment to remove your footwear. Letting your bare feet taste the ground as you step forward once again. It is time to truly embrace all of your senses. Becoming more and more aware of everything around you. There are illusions you must break past. Other scents, other sounds. Ones coming from a normal life or a normal room. Breathe in. You take them in. Breathe out. You let them go. Your mind is the reality at this moment. The story you've entered is your true world. And as you walk through it, casting aside all false images against your senses, your mind calms further. Patient. Above all, there is a sense of patience in this place. You take it in. My words are your fate. And you're almost ready. A few more steps. A few very real steps as you feel them begin beneath the soles of your feet. And these steps are special. You're in the middle of the temple now. The most sacred place. You don't remember yet. Muscle memory speaks for itself. A gut instinct telling you these stones are in a spiral. To open your eyes would be to feel fear. To truly know why you must not step anywhere but on the stones. With each step, each stone, your mind will go deeper into a calm acceptance of your reality. Deeper into your mind. Deeper into trance. Ready to experience the wonders beyond. Ready to feel every word. To taste any description. Ready to hear only within the worlds you are about to enter. For in the middle of the spiral is a portal. You've been here before. You'll be here again. Never quite remembering until the moment. Knowing only you want to come back. To experience more and more. Worlds unknown. The fantastic as well as the domestic. Everything you hear past this point, you will experience. Your mind will see. but never open your eyes, or you will be cast out and awaken, your toes cast forward, struggling a moment as they feel for the edges of the first stone. Getting a firm grip, your body posture straightens. You roll your shoulders back as you boldly step forward. A part of you knows what you are doing now, and the rest of you trusts that part, giving up control of your body to instincts, sitting back from the wheel and fully relaxing. You're not in charge right now. You never are at this point. This is when you get to fully relax and recharge yourself. Sit back and enjoy the show as my words take you for a ride. A passenger sensing everything, feeling everything. You step onto the first stone, sticking up high, high in the temple. And there are 10 of them, each a different color, each a different tone. When your foot fully pushes down on it, the stone lets out a delightful tinkle, a musical note filled with magic and promise. The wind seems to pick up now, despite being indoors, blowing brightly colored dusts around your body with each step. 10 of them. 10 stones, 10 further drops in your mind. Until you are so deep in trance that the magic works and happens. You drop through a portal into a new experience. 9 as your foot fully and firmly steps forward, disregarding the drop below. It flashes blue, cobalt blue, as the stone lets out a triumphant tone. The dust changing color to match, a sheen going across it as it wraps around your body, lightly buffeting you with blue as you bravely step forward. 8 turns purple as your sense of joy explodes for a moment, loving and wondering in the magic. Like a child, you grab at the dust surrounding you. Like catching a butterfly, you feel colorful wings escaping away as the wind playfully keeps it out of your grasp. 7. The step leaks a green glow, and your mind hears the lullaby chime ringing through your body. You are filled with wonder, a pervasive amazement of what has been built. When you go through the portal, you will leave your body here. Your mind, your soul, yourself will rise through it to feel and experience in complete safety, free from guilt or shame or responsibility, free to express. How good it will feel. 6, your steps become more and more firm. As you drop deeper and deeper into a meditative trance, letting your mind slowly separate from your body. This step doesn't seem to have a color. Instead, its light is intense and pure. Pure light. It seems to flash over and through your body, cleansing you of any reservations, leaving you a path forward. A path into the light. 5. It's yellow as you place your foot, one foot in front of the other, slightly to the side as you move from stone to stone into the spiral. You look up ahead. Even through your closed eyes, you can see it. The portal, a hole in the universe that can take you anywhere. They've combined magic with reality, and anything is possible. 4 steps left to go. You step onto the 4th, and it lights up crimson like the blood beating in your veins, thundering in your ears. Red brings to mind lust, a fiery lava bubbling beneath the surface, waiting to erupt. You lust for adventure, for a bit of naughtiness, a tinge of danger. Sometimes you come for the craziest piece of all, a bit of normalcy, a chance at a different life. 3. You are releasing all of your walls so you can truly experience. Truly go deep down into my trance, into my world, into the encounter I have planned for you. Trusting yourself fully into my very capable hands as your mind sinks even deeper, even further into a calm and relaxed state of mind. Experiencing every word as an action happening to you, by you. An orange light flares so brightly you can see it even through your closed eyelids. And you take your next step down, down and deeper into trance. 2. Each a foot in front of you, a foot down. You have to completely trust your footing. Give in, and know that the stone will catch you. You brace yourself slightly, your muscles tensing as you take first one step, and prepare for the next, and the deepest one yet. Ready? Let yourself go. 1. You step down and your body collapses, going completely limp, motionless except for your breathing, and the occasional twitching as your sleeping body moves itself into a more comfortable position. Your mind, however. Your mind breaks free and climbs up. Eyes closed in body and open in mind. And gaze around you at the colored steps, each one sending delightful fireworks of color. A rainbow of bright magic in tiny motes, singing through the air, combining with the chimes, all blending together now. It gathers into an enchanted whirlwind, focusing and centering on you. You, the part that is not asleep. The you that is the observer, the soul, as it wraps around you and lifts you up. Up, up, into the portal. As your untranced body is held safely by the wind, and you are transported away through the portal. And you float. You float through a void. There is nothing around you. Your mind is blank and empty. Empty except for my words. My words as they shape your reality. Now here is what will make your experience better, and you want that. Every time, in this session, you hear a pulse, your mind will flush out a more and more detailed picture of whatever I last spoke of. It will cause your senses and mind to picture vividly what I last described. The longer the pause, the more details your mind shows you. The associations growing stronger, seeing everything so clearly. I say the word, like succubus. And your mind fleshes out the image, the essence. Lust sucking luscious flesh, evil and oh so hungry for your cock. You can't help but lick your lips as the feelings of being helpless and used and corrupted wash over you. Just from one simple word. And this is because your mind controls the magic. My words simply bring a focus to it, associate a color or colors to it, a sound, a feeling. all fleshing out stronger and stronger in your mind. With each pulse, I say, "Cat girl." A teasing tone enters your ears. A sense of playfulness in her body. A cute cat girl. The soul of her enters into you, into your thoughts, your dreaming trance state. Little puffs of fur coming from triangle-shaped ears. Fluffy and soft as they twitch this way and that. You can see her eyes, green and curious. The more details, the more vivid, the more real it all becomes. Each pause allowing your mind to revel in the moment. Wrap yourself into its framework. Properly experience the world. Every word I say simply causes your mind to color my words and experience my will, my world for you. I say void, and your mind goes black, goes blank, emptiness. A quiet slate, waiting to be written on again, and you float. Rising up from a blank void, a part of your mind seems to wake up. Looking around you, there are dozens of eye-height big fluffy clouds. You think for a moment it is fog, but it's not. You're high, high up and far away, floating on a piece of earth flying through the sky. It's huge. It spreads out before you, going on for as far as you can see. You have come to rest on a hill, and standing, shading your eyes against the sun, you peer outwards. In the distance, you see movement. It seems to be a slow blurring of space. A creature, an object. You're not sure just what you see. So, of course, you move towards it, down the hill. The hill was steeper than you thought, and you find yourself moving faster. A quick jog, then a run, as the momentum takes charge and you can't stop without falling down, down, and you trip and fall forward and start tumbling, rolling down, down the hill. You manage to position yourself so that you are rolling on your side, and the emerald and plushy grass starts to feel lovely against your skin. Breathing in the sweet springtime smell of it, as your body crushes it like a rolling pin cascading down the mountain. You laugh as you clutch your body safely together, accessing and reliving childhood memories of just such a time. Feeling the wonder of it, you ride the moment, saturating yourself in the joy and freedom of tumbling and rolling down a hill of soft and luscious grass. The wind whistles past, slightly damp, slightly cold. Faster, faster, closer to what you saw. As you come closer, you see in the glimpses where your head peeks out from its safe tuck. You see a shape forming. You start to slow as the hill evens out, coming to a stop and landing on your back, looking up. You see the creature. You see that it before you is a her. Lovely and blonde, her hair glints golden against the sunlight. As her pale oval face leans down over you. Hi. Her voice tinkles over you. A lovely woman dressed in white, eyes blue and compassionate, as she kneels down to stroke your face. She must be an angel, your mind thinks, your eyes confirming the bemused thought as you see the feathered wings coming from between her shoulders. She laughs when she sees you staring at them and reassures you. Don't worry, those won't be there all the time. She brings one wing down and rubs the tip of the top feather against the other side of your face, framing it between her fingers and her wing. I'm afraid I'm broken at the moment, so I can't stop changing. Normally I have much more control. But don't worry about me. There is a solution to my problems. Her other hand pauses gently against your wrist, seeming to check your pulse to make sure you are okay. I'm so glad I've come across you. As you stare into her eyes, you see them slowly changing. The blue mixing until it looks like the sea, and then slowly spiraling into a piercing, evil, glowing light green. Your gaze escapes for a moment, looking to the side to see her wing, once so lovely and pure, morphing. Her pale skin starts to darken, gaining a pinkish tinge as her hair turns a deep crimson. Her voice gets crueler somehow as she speaks her next words. I'll be using you to fix my little problem. The edges of her luscious red lips curve up as a self-congratulating smile forms on her increasingly wicked face. Her tongue flicks out, bits split in the middle like a lizard. No, a demon. She's an imp, and her teeth start to sharpen and rise fang-like as she lowers her face down to yours. Her body is moving even as it is morphing, coming to almost lay on top of you, pinning you down. On her knees over you, the curves of her ankles resting over your legs, crotch sitting right above your hips. Her hand on your wrist comes to hold it, wrap around it, tightens. You notice her tail waving before you, as you see it start to shimmer, start to shrink, disappearing back into her body, as she starts to look almost normal. The horns that adorned her head, shrinking, as her hair and skin take on a more human skin tone. Skin growing darker into an olive complexion as her hair grows and becomes a lovely, inky black. Completely confused, you just lay there, as the girl starts laughing, her breasts bouncing in front of your face, while her clothes change into a short pair of jeans and a cute little top. Her eyes are hazel now and sprinkled with innocent-appearing mischief. Have you figured it out yet? Would you like a hint? She leans down, her hair brushing across the side of your face, as her plump lips tease at the edge of your ear. I can be anybody I want to. Anything you wish me to be. I'm a spell made flesh, created by a magician who wanted his own harem, to never be bored. Endless variety in the body of one. He had rather exotic tastes. And I can change into anyone you've ever desired. She leans down, her eyes boring into yours as the cute twinkling hazel starts to darken. Her hand starts stroking down your body. Or anything. twisting and twining her fingers in your clothing. She starts to pull it off of you, ripping it to shreds. Her voice growing darker as her pupils expand. Like a star bursting outwards in her eyes, an inky blackness starts to fill them. Until staring into them, you feel like you are staring into a blank void. Falling into it. A red dot, like a pinprick, appearing in the middle. Growing. Taking all of your attention as your eyes are sucked in. Desperately switching your focus from one red dot to another, as they grow bigger and bigger. Horns once again start to form on the girl, except this time they are forming all over the back of her body, solidifying and looming as they sprout from her. Like scales, the spikes cover her in an emerald green pattern all over her body. Her face transforms, becoming more triangular, more menacing, as when she next opens her lips to speak, you once again see sharpened teeth peeking out at you, glistening against the light. Ears starting to point, tail starting to grow, the now dragon girl leans in. You feel her face brush your chest. A surprisingly silky, smooth feeling from the infinite, tiny scales barely noticeable against her skin as she nuzzles down to your belly, her tongue flicking in and out and flirting with your belly button. However unbroken, as if she is taking a bite from her frustrations, she says it with a snap. With a clicking sound of her teeth, an inch away from your cock. A jolt of fear spikes through you. It does nothing but heighten your arousal, strengthen the urges pulsing in your blood. You can't help it. You are weak compared to me, but you can be useful. She moves those sharp, sharp teeth away from your crotch. Moving back as the next change begins. The spikes disappear, but the light dusting of scales across her body remain. They just change in color. Wings sinking back into her body. The thickness transforming and becoming a long, thick, scaled tail. I can't control my changes. She wraps her tail around you, lifting you up as she grows. Staying proportionally sexy, she grows until she is several times your size, holding you in her coils from her lamia's tail. It blends at the waist into a lovely woman's torso, with scales like freckles here and there on her skin. Even pausing the changes takes effort, keeping me in a near constant state of change. It's so very frustrating, but there is a way to fix it, and I can make sure helping me will be rewarding for you. With that, her hand reaches down to clasp your cock, rubbing and lightly squeezing it as she plays with it. Expert hands making you nice and hard. There is a reset button deep inside of me. My master put it there to control me. If it isn't pressed once every few hours, I lose control of myself. I become this permanently morphing monster. You can't begin to imagine the monsters I can become. How utterly depraved some of my possible bodies are. This reset button, though, it's deep, deep inside of me, and can only be activated with a cock. The mushroom-headed tip acts just like a key, unlocking my control. Let me just check that you'll be long enough. Let's get you nice and hard. She squeezes your body with her tail. And just as it starts to get past comfortable, you feel yourself sliding gently downwards as her next transformation begins. Her legs reform, and her tail simply separates and grows smaller. Much smaller. As her entire body shrinks, shrinks down, turning into a cat girl with cute tufted ears and almond slanted eyes. She starts batting playfully at your cock.
Just the right size. If you want to, you can tell yourself it's because I am making you.
And that the hypnotic effects of the spell that created me just pulled you into compliance. And that the skin of some of my forms secrete a particular drug that leaves you this way. Desperate. And horny. And needy. Her tail swishes over your body playfully.
That's partially true.
But somehow I think even without it,
you would still want to help me. Because you're a nice boy. And because it's going to feel so good. Oh, so good to slip your cock deep inside of me. Slip it into my slippery wetness and fuck me hard.
Hard enough to press the button and set me free anyways.
Free to be whatever I want.
I'll make a deal with you. A part of my power is empathetic mind control. I can sense and picture exactly what you desire.
You fuck me so hard you push my button,
and I'll transform mid-coitus to make you come inside of your most desired fantasy. Made flesh. Real to touch. It'll be fun. The cat girl starts lowering her head down your body. Moving to your cock and teasing you with her eyes as her lips draw back, showing sharp fangs.
Don't worry. I'll be very careful.
She starts by licking and lapping at your engorged tip. Like licking an ice cream cone, she is light and dainty about it, swirling it around your shaft. Her tongue a bit rough as it rasps against your skin, causing it to become more and more sensitive. Her lips wrap around your cock, skillfully starting to suck.
Tastes so good.
Her raspy tongue starts to become softer, longer, stronger as it wraps around your cock and manipulates it within her mouth. You feel yourself growing harder, cock getting bigger. Perfect. You are perfect for my needs. You feel the words spoken against your cock as you thrust into the ever-changing girl's mouth. It's growing warmer now. This hot, wet, moist mouth surrounding your cock as her eyes grow bigger. Looking up at you as they grow more vibrant in a deep, deep blue color. As you look down and feel your mind sucked in, feel yourself surrendering any thoughts of leaving, of moving, of doing anything but laying here enjoying. And it feels good. Oh, so good. As her ever-changing body moves over you, as she lifts her mouth up, suctioning with her lips as ecstasy runs over you as her mouth comes off with a pop. I think you are all ready to be a good boy and press my button. Her skin starts to take on a more greenish hue, and her hair seems to feather into leaf-like falls. You aren't sure what type of monster she's become now. Perhaps some sort of druid or nature-inspired madness, as her hair seems to move of its own accord. Surprisingly strong as it pins your hands to your sides, and her body moves on top of yours. It's cooled down now, her body, and the change of temperature and sensation feels exotic against your heating cock. You stare at her breasts, growing larger above your head as she starts to lower herself onto your cock. First entrance. That first envelopment as your cock fits so perfectly, so sweetly in her hole. She slides her pussy down over your shaft, and you let out a gasp as it feels so good. All the way down. The tip of your cock meets a bit of resistance deep inside her cunt. And you push. It feels like breaking through a virgin's barrier, and the morph girl lets out a huge yell of relief, excitement, and pleasure.
Yes! Ah! Finally.
You freed me. She sighs with contentment as her ever-changing body starts to settle, starts to go towards one shape and one alone. Your perfect woman. Your perfect fantasy. Now for your reward. I can look like anything. And I can see just what you want. Your dirtiest, hottest perversion. You've been so good to me. Now let me be good to you. Picture her in your mind. Your perfect girl. Eyes closed shut. Your mind expanding on every single detail. While you feel your cock filling her. Her breasts, just so. Her eyes, that exciting, intense color. Her skin, sexy as shade. Everything, just as you've always pictured it. Her form takes on a more primal aspect as her changes stop. And she is perfect. You look up at her over top of you. Her body. Just see it. Just take it in. Your hands move up on thinking, released, as you touch and stroke. And it's all real. And she starts to move. Of course, while my outside matches what you want, My insides match what you need, what your cock needs. I can change as I fuck you. Feel me squeezing you. No muscles have ever been more controlled than mine. And you feel them as she starts to move. Up and down. Your cock going in and out. In and out, in and out. Her eyes staring down at you as your mind drowns in them. Your thoughts fall away into them. You hear her speaking and the words penetrate inside of you, making the pleasure more and more intense. In and out, in and out. Every time you hear those words, in and out, or up and down, your cock twitches, spasming with pleasure as the intensity goes up another level. Your mind even more mindless as you give in a little bit more. As she moves up and down, your cock going in and out, And now, you start to feel pleasure spike through you. Wonderful, intense. With each and every thrust of her sexy body over yours. In and out. In and out. Up and down she slides on your shaft. Her pussy clenching. Squeezing again and again. In and out. In and out. Up and down. Up and down. She's moaning now. Her pleasure melting into your pleasure as her perfect monster pussy clenches around you. Undulating on your cock. As your eyes are transfixed on hers. As you fall deeper into the pleasure, fall deeper into her growing heat, in and out, in and out. And slamming down faster now, harder, all of her special bits rubbing against your skin. Up and down, clenching, squeezing, rubbing. You feel deep waves of sexual pleasure again and again as she moves up and down and her pussy takes you in and out. You feel yourself coming closer, a pressure building up inside of you, a need to explode and erupt and to come. As she takes you in and out, as her sweet swaying body moves up and down, her eyes sinking you deep, deep, deeper inside, your mind blank of everything except the pleasure building and becoming all-consuming, up and down, the pattern of pleasure taking over your mind. You are senseless from sensing everything, sensing how she can use every part of her flesh to rub against you and feel so good. Up and down, in and out, and you are almost there, building towards intense, wonderful climax. Your mind going deeper as you sink deeper into her eyes, as her pussy sinks deeper on your cock, taking you all in. And it all builds up to a crescendo as waves of pleasure start crashing over you as she shoves down hard with her hips taking you harder, faster, in and out, your mind collapsing with the pleasure as she prepares to thrust five last times to make you come and milk every bit of pleasure from your body, thrusting in and out, five, moving up and down, four, your body shaking and thrusting. 3, convulsing as your cock starts to blow its load. 2, as she milks you. 1, coming, jets of your cum shooting and filling up inside of her. Come for her, feel her pussy squeezing so tightly around your cock, milking and thrusting and using you for her pleasure as well. Squeezing, needy, warm, moist, wet. Thank you. She starts to change shape again as she moves off you, smiling so brightly as her face turns impish and cute, as golden wings sprout from her back, her hands brushing against your face as she beams down at you. So happy. You smile back, feeling so happy. Feeling so good. Relaxed. Body limp. Mind drained. Thank you for all of your help. But I'm afraid I can't let you leave. You see, I did mention my button has to be pushed every couple of hours, or else I go back into that helpless, ever-morphing state. So, I'm afraid I'm gonna have to keep you here. Trapped. But don't worry. I'll bring you food, and I'll make sure your time is spent very pleasurably. With that, she lifts you, rises up, wings flapping, as she takes you into the air. Your body drained, you can't fight, can't resist, as she lifts you and starts to fly off. She leans down, hugging, holding, as she kisses you, a faint secretion on her lips, drugging you, making your mind start to go loopy, your mind start to go limp and blank and black as you go to sleep. Dropping deeper, mind darker, blank, back into the wonderful void. The wonderful, mindless, blank, black void. Such a fun adventure. Ready to experience it again? Well, first, you're gonna have to wake up. Mind slowly rising. 1. Body feeling free and shifty once more. 2. Eyes no longer heavy, fully able to open. When I say 3, wake up. Come back to the world of reality. I hope that was fun for you too. Sometimes it's just so nice to have a bit of a story to let your mind drift into. And get that familiar feeling that you used to get when you were a little kid. Your mom would read them to you. And you would close your eyes and picture yourself as that little pirate, that little hero, running around with your sword and slashing and winning and fighting. I love stories. I love letting my mind sink into them. I love the dreams I get afterwards. My little fantasies where embellishments are added and I, of course, am always the hero. You, I feel like, seem to like being the victim a bit more than the hero.
At least where I'm concerned. I hope you enjoyed your time, though. Have a lovely day.